AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Stocks went into free fall on Wall Street today. The Dow falling 1,000 points in the first few seconds, but recovering some of the losses to close down 588 points. Workers in Atlanta say caution is the watchword as the stock market makes a correction.
Overseas, the emerging markets are obviously struggling, but it seems like here in the U.S., everything is still moving along pretty well. Jobs keep increasing, so still seems like a good time to buy in the U.S. at the very least.
I'd say it's an okay time to buy. It's not a terrible time to buy, but I would wait a little bit longer before investing a little bit more.
GOP presidential candidate Ted Cruz is inviting pastors to join him in a Tuesday afternoon conference call to discuss defunding Planned Parenthood.
We'll have a nationwide call with pastors to learn what we can do now to put a stop to this tragedy.
President Obama and Vice President Biden had lunch together today, fueling speculation that Biden is going to jump into the race. Three Americans who helped stop an attack on a Paris-bound train have arrived in Germany after receiving France's highest award, the Legion of Honor. One of them will receive medical attention at a medical center.
The crowd cheering for Airman First Class Spencer Stone as he stepped off a plane at Ramstein Air Base included a three-star general who called Stone a hero. From there, it was a motorcade to Landstuhl Regional Medical Center, where the Pentagon says Stone will get more treatment on a hand badly injured in the fight to subdue the gunman.
Airman Stone is on the road to recovery.
Navy Captain Jeff Davis says the military services are considering appropriate awards for both Stone and National Guard Specialist Alex Scarlatos. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
This is AP Radio News. A spectacular crash today in Queens. New York City Deputy Fire Chief Edward Ferrier says a casino bus took a section out of a brick apartment building.
Fire department arrived on the scene. They found a Resorts World casino bus, and at the intersection lost control, veered off to the right, struck the building.
Ferrier says some folks were injured.
It was five people on board the bus. One person was in the house. They've been taken to the hospital. They're being taken care of now. The building has been evaluated, Department of Buildings. Right now we're working out a plan to remove the bus with EMS.
Ferrier says the bus driver had to be cut out of the wreckage. Members of a mostly black women's book club say a Napa Valley wine train kicked them off in California on Saturday because of their race. A train spokesman says employees had asked the women to quiet down or get off. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.